What is going on, people of the interwebs? Welcome to the series finale, yes, you heard me right, of the Irreverent Babble podcast. This is Cody Kelly.
Hey, 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 it's Neil Huntley.
And like I said just a few seconds ago, you heard me right. This is the series finale of the Irreverent Babble podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. It's going to obviously be a little bit different because it's the finale, so we won't have our usual Devos or sports like we usually do.
Yeah.
But we just thought that we'd kind of come on here and just kind of take this episode, take this time to kind of, you know, change things up, obviously, because it's different, you know, but just kind of talk about this series and how much we've enjoyed it and some of our favorite moments and things that we've had in the series and sharing with y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the closing of a book.
Yeah,
it's a good conclusion to a fun story that we've had for over a year.
Absolutely,
you
yeah.
You know, we're both moving on to things that will cause us to have more time commitments elsewhere with you starting at a, you know, you're going to be a full-time college student, you know?
Yes, I know.
And that's a whole, you know, just like, what's that Aladdin song, A Whole New World? You know, it's going to be a whole new world for you.
What is it called? This is like, I will show you the world. I'm going to show you the world.
Yeah, If you take a magic carpet to campus, so please let me know. I want to ride at least one time.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a whole new world for you.
Yeah.
I'm going into a whole new world for me, too, professionally.
Right.
Moving from groundskeeping at Wingett to going to teach at North Point.
I was about to say, you know, going from a groundskeeper to a teacher, that's a really big transition.
Yeah, it's a very big jump. But we're going moving on to really think. Here we go. We're starting off rewinding. We're both moving on to things that we're green at. You know, we're brand new with us.
Yeah,
things that we may not know 100% about just yet, just because we're not there.
Right.
So it's not that we're just, you know, hitting stop button and not doing anything. We're
oh yeah,
we're having
to
close this like we've talked about before. Sometimes things must come to an end so you have room for other things, you know.
Right, absolutely.
And so this has been a really fun hobby. I'll never forget when you came over to the garage right when COVID happened and we sat
and,
6 feet apart in the garage.
Well, plus it didn't help. I was like very vague.
Yes, extremely vague.
I was about to say, like, it didn't help. I was extremely vague when I talked to you because, like, well, what's funny is I went back and listened to the first episode because I gathered some audio clips, and we're going to play some of those for you here in just a few minutes. But, yeah, it was funny because I went back and listened to the first ever episode, and you know, of course, like, I'm laughing just because, you know, it was over a year ago, and, you know, our style has changed a little bit since then.
For the good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for the good. I mean, but it was funny hearing us talk about how we got the podcast started.
Right.
Because I was all vague and I was like, hey, is it okay if I come over to your house and talk about something?
Yeah.
You know, of course, at the time, like, I know what I'm talking about. But, you know, looking back on it now, I'm like, okay, that could have literally been anything.
Anything at all.
Anything at all. Like, good or bad. I could have talked about.
Then that week, we had the beginning of a pandemic.
Yeah.
We had the water crisis in Wingett.
Yeah.
You remember that? When they said in the whole county, don't drink the water.
Yes.
And we had that in the whole county that day.
Yes. And
stuff was shutting down.
And we probably had a few schools trying to graduate students.
Yep.
Because it was like the first of May, the end of May.
Yep.
So we had probably high school and college graduates.
Had that. And we had
and I was one of them, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. And we had no church. Church was shutting down too.
Yes.
So all this
and all the church meetings we have were on Zoom.
Right. And
or live stream.
And all this, you sent the most vague text in the history of mankind.
I know.
Well, what is there to talk about? Well, there's a lot to talk about.
I was about to say, like, there's a lot of stuff that I could have meant by that. And looking back on that now, I don't know why I just didn't ask you on the phone and then we could have just talked about it. But of course, I had to feel like, you know, I was being like secretive and giving you a surprise. But
yeah.
That wasn't the best time to surprise anybody with unexpected news.
Right.
That's for sure.
Yeah, that was a fun day, and I'll remember that. And
absolutely,
we've had fun with this, you know, ever since we've started. I mean, there's days where we had a whole bunch of other stuff on our minds, you know.
Yes.
But we still kept the commitment and took the time to come in here and hang out with each other for a couple hours.
Oh, yeah.
And get this done, and we really enjoyed getting it done in the process too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. This has been fun.
Several days where I had to take my headphones off as soon as I said bye and run out the door because I had to get home or get to church or something like that.
Right.
But I have thoroughly enjoyed every second of this.
It's
been a honor. It's been humbling to hear all your cool stories and see how you've interacted and hear, like, with talking to your buddies from the Wingett baseball team, from the national champion
Wingett baseball team by the way. Yes, thank
you. It's just been an honor and been extremely humbling to know that I've become such good friends with such a good guy. So I appreciate our friendship, our brotherhood in Christ with each other, and just all around just being good old buddies with each other too. So I've really enjoyed doing that and looking forward to that, you know, progressing to the next chapter as well. So
yes, absolutely. And I'm not really sure how I can top that, but not sure how much I can top that. But just thank you, man, for, you know, wanting to come over and, you know, doing this with me. I mean, obviously, you know, this was, you know, something that was unexpected, you know, wasn't any help that I made it so vague to talk to you about it. But, you know, it was very, you know, unexpected start. You know, we weren't sure where this was going to go, but I'm just thankful that you said yes. And, you know, of course, you know, this gave us an opportunity, you know, talk more with each other and hang out more with each other.
Right.
You know, because it's funny because at the time I talked to you about it, I had only known you less than a year because I had come like that previous August or September to Midway for that first youth group meeting and all that, I think. So, yeah, I was about to say it was like less than a year that we, you know, knew each other, you know, but we kind of clicked pretty.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Whenever we first met, for sure. You know, after we kind of got over the fact that I like to talk a lot, you know, and I think both of us kind of realized that pretty quickly. But, you know, once we clicked, I feel that liked to happen pretty quickly. You know, we were definitely able to develop a really nice friendship, and I'm really happy to say that's going to continue even past this podcast.
That's right.
You know, like, I've obviously really enjoyed, you know, doing this podcast with you and all that, but I'm just really thankful of the friendship that it's built since then, and obviously, you know, before then and since then, you know, because of that. And I'm definitely looking forward to seeing where all the transition periods are going to take us. And just thank you for being a really good friend along the way, because I know that some things have happened that, you know, were kind of unexpected, and I don't do a really good great job at that. I'm sorry about that.
It's all good, buddy.
But just thank you for being there with me through those things, man. I just really hope that I can be that for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Well, it wouldn't be a classic intro if I didn't ask, Cody, what's new with you, dude?
Oh, wow. Okay, what's new? Okay, let's see. well, let's see. Well, other than this podcast ending, like I said, just, you know, doing the usual, working on the Wingate forums and stuff like that. You know, we're still kind of trying to figure out all the financial stuff. You know, that's been, you know, the big challenge, just trying to figure out what all that means, because I'm not very attuned to any of that kind of stuff. But yeah, but like, you know, we've been doing that. Oh, okay, Neil, I don't know how much you like to watch like movies and stuff, you know, like Marvel movies.
Yeah.
I just now got to watch Infinity War and Endgame this week.
Really?
This past weekend.
Wow, so now you can watch all the Disney Plus shows.
I was about to say, you know, like, so now I can watch all the, you know, all the other shows and movies that have been on since then.
Yeah.
I don't know why it took me, like, 3 years to watch Infinity War. I mean, of course, you know, because it's been so long, I already knew, like, half the plot, obviously. But I watched that this past weekend on Father's Day with my dad, because he wanted to watch those, too. And I was like, hey, this is the perfect opportunity for me actually watch those now.
That's right.
You know, and so we got to watch Infinity War and Endgame. So that was obviously pretty cool, you know, just being able to watch those and have a good Father's Day weekend. Nice transition there. We definitely enjoyed this past weekend. We got to, you know, have some roast beef.
Oh, nice.
And stuff for lunch, and that was really good. And obviously the weather wasn't the greatest on Father's Day, but obviously, you know, we just kind of made the most of it, and we really enjoyed it.
Good deal, man.
For
sure,
man.
That's awesome. Cool.
So, man, what's new with you?
Well, yeah, we had a really good Father's Day weekend, too.
That's good.
You know, it's different. It's different having Father's Day when you're a dad at the same time, too.
Because
not that I forget I'm a dad, but I'm so used to telling my dad Happy Father's Day when he says it back to him. Like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Wait a minute.
I'm part of this day now, too. So, but we had a really good time. We went out over to Amber's family's house, Mike and Tina's house, Saturday night, and they just recently put in a pool and
a
pool deck and all that. So we had like a pool party, and then we ordered Mexican. We had takeout from the Mexican restaurant in Marshall, El Vallarta.
Yes.
And we had that Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon, Amber got me a steak for lunch after church, which was very nice of her. I appreciate that very much. And Graham got me a card that said he wants to buy me a new lunchbox for my job.
Really?
So I ordered me a new Carhartt lunchbox for my teaching job starting in the fall.
Nice.
And then Mom and Dad came up after the wave of storms came through Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And we had grilled chicken and all kind of stuff for a good Father's Day dinner with Dad and everything like that too.
Yeah.
So that was a good time.
Well, that's awesome.
And you know, it's always a good time with family. And especially when it's back home, because I mean, going off on vacation with family is great and everything, but nothing beats just being with your family at your house too. You know, that's where you feel the most comfortable and stuff like that, just mentally and all that. So that was fun. And then this morning, Amber and I, after we dropped Graham off at daycare, we actually went down to our new school that we're going to be teaching at in the fall. It's down in Waxhaw. You know, it's about 30 minutes from the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the south, I guess you could say the southwest part of the county. It's pretty far down there.
I was about to say, yeah, no.
But
it's pretty far down there.
It's a beautiful building. It's in Forest Hill Church in Waxhaw. That building's probably 5 years old at the most, so it's
oh, wow.
pretty new. Yeah.
So it's not only a new school as far as students go. You're basically going to a brand new
place facility.
Too.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Got really nice classroom sizes for not so big classes that we'll have. I mean, we won't have that many kids in each class. We got our curriculum to go over.
Nice.
And what's really cool, and I knew we would have it, I just didn't know we would be part of leading it. So, like, just for example, like me, Amber, her cousin Devin, and somebody else, we're all four in one teaching team. We're like the upper level teaching, like upper middle and late and like early high school, that kind of, because right now North Point only goes to 10th grade. Okay,
so basically you're like 8th, 9th, 10th grade.
We're 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay,
right now. Yeah, that's what we are. And but so I got all my science 7, 8, 9, 10 curriculum. Amber got her language arts 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah,
and then our principal Bill, he gave us this other packet, and he said, now this one's just for 10th graders. He said, but when y'all get together with your teaching team, each of you is going to teach Bible class to one of your grades. So on top of the basic curriculum, like math, science, history, English, you're going to have a Bible class too, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
So I got my science
really cool.
curriculum, and we'll have a Bible curriculum too. So I'm really looking forward to that too.
Yeah.
And even the classrooms are like a church. It feels like a church atmosphere because it's in a church, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't feel like a full on like school, you know, where it's just like, you know, cinder blocks and all this stuff. It actually feels like a home. Oh. You know, it feels like a house.
It doesn't have quite the same atmosphere as like a normal school.
Right.
But in a positive way, you know, because it feels more comfortable. You know, feels more warm and comfortable and. You know, something that the students will be able to enjoy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he was telling us about like the technology we'll have, or we'll have like an iPad that we can share screen with a TV that we'll have on the wall.
That's
and
nice.
Stuff like that. So it'll be easy teaching tools. It's really, really chill and self-guided with the kids for the curriculum. It's not like a standardized thing like it is with, you know, sometimes with the state. I'm not here to dog state education by any means, but
it has its
pros and cons.
Pros and
like
cons, of course.
Everything
right.
else does. But it was a really good interaction, really good meeting. That's the first time I met Bill and his wife Kim face-to-face, talked to Bill on the phone several times. Amber has known them because they used to go to Midway a long time ago, and then they're at a church now closer to Waxhaw, which is where they live.
Okay.
You know. So it was good just to put face with names and get to walk around the facility and see everything. So it was a really good morning, and I really haven't spent that much time in downtown Waxhaw. So we kind of just walked around and got to lay of the land and stuff. It's a really pretty town down there too.
Oh yes, it is for sure. I haven't obviously been to downtown Waxhaw a bunch, but I'm sure I'll be making some more visits.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if I just drop in and say, hey, for just a couple minutes.
As soon as I start getting North Point gear and I get a baseball cap, I'm going to ask for two so I can get you one.
Okay? Oh, well, thank you.
So,
That'd be awesome.
Because our logo is awesome. And the colors are cool, black, gold, and silver. So that's going to be cool, too.
The black, gold, and silver
will
be
the Nighthawk looks sweet, and I'm sure it's going to look sweet on a baseball hat, too.
Absolutely.
So, but I'm looking forward to it, absolutely.
I'll be there to watch some games, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That'll be fun. So, since we said what's new with us, and we've told people what's next, you know, so what do you think is going to be your favorite part of, like, the next chapter of Cody Kelly?
Well, that's honestly a question I haven't really thought about too much, you know, just because I'm thinking about the present, but that's actually a really good question. I'd say probably the part that I'm looking forward to the most is just learning the skills that I'm going to be able to apply to, like, a real job.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, that's the part that I'm excited about, mm-hmm. that, you know, about the fact I'm going to this level of college now. I mean, you know, because, like, obviously I've been to community college and I got my, you know, 2-year degree, but a lot of that is, you know, your basic simple classes.
Right.
So now that I'm mostly past that, I mean, obviously I still got a few left I got to take.
Yeah.
But, like, now that I'm mostly past that part where, you know, where you're basically taking all the basic classes, now I'll be able to get into the, you know, more like major classes or what classes, you know, that actually apply to my major, and I'll be able to get involved in stuff that's going to be towards my major, and, you know, get involved in programs at the school and internships and things like that. They're going to be, you know, towards my, you know, eventual,
sure,
you know, job and stuff that, you know, which obviously I'm not sure exactly what kind of job I want yet. I the good news is I know what field I want to be in.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's at least good. I'm not sure what exact job I want to be in yet, but at least I'll be able to experience all that, you know, which is something that I've definitely looked forward to about this, is that I'll be able to actually get experience at what I'm actually going to school for, instead of just going to school just to take classes, you know, because now I'll be taking classes that are going to actually, you know, go towards what I'm trying to major in.
Cool.
You
know, yeah, so that's exciting.
Yeah, that's definitely the biggest thing I'm looking forward to.
Awesome.
For sure. How about you?
I think the one thing, I mean, of course, it ties back to going to North Point, to teaching, is not only educating these kids, like, book smart, like, letting them learn, like, scientific facts and things like that.
Right.
But also feeding them spiritually at the same time, too.
Of course.
Because not only are we doing that Bible class, like I said, which it depends on which one we, I guess we'll just, you know, do rock, paper, scissors or see how it falls, you know, because either way is going to be great. Not only doing that, but like I just think it's so cool that I'll be able to teach science from a creation point of view.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Because I mean, because right now they'll say, well, creation says this, and then they'll kind of harp on evolution a lot. You know, I'm looking forward to using Genesis as a basis of like biology and stuff like that.
Yes,
and how
absolutely.
Everything kind of got started. I think that's so cool because I haven't really dived into my science curriculum just yet because I just got it today.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't opened the box. But looking on the outside the box, it says this is a scientific outline and studies based on God's creation. So I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, hey, yeah.
Because I love,
this is what I want.
Don't get me wrong, I love history, okay? That's what Amber's cousins, Devin's going to be teaching is history, and he's going to be coaching basketball too.
Nice.
But I'm so excited because to teach science and like where stuff came from and how it was created, how we think it was created, and, you know, just the basis of things, because I love looking at stuff, figuring out how it works. And there's some stuff that's just so amazing that it's, sometimes it's unexplainable, but doing it and teaching it that way, we might can have a better grasp on our beliefs and things like that. Because, I mean, just thinking about, like, you know, I mean, I'm not getting super scientific here today, but like, just think about like photosynthesis, you know, how plants know to generate food based off getting sunlight. I mean, that's just insane to even process.
Right.
And it just stuff like that. And even as simple as seeing a beautiful sunset. And I think, and I don't mean this ignorantly at all, but it just blows my mind that some people just think that just happened out of nowhere, you know, when all this detail is just so much proof of a creator, you know?
Right.
And
absolutely.
And that being God. So it's going to be so cool to just kind of say, all right, y'all, God made this. Look how awesome this is, you know?
Yeah.
And do experiments and things like this. And I'll probably sound really redneck when I said, let's go blow something up and stuff like that. So, because you got to remember, I'm in the Wingate Marshall area, and I'm from Wadesboro, and I'm about to be going down to Waxhaw. So, hey, y'all, let's learn some science today.
Well, let's learn some scientific facts today.
Yeah. So, but it's going to be fun. I'm really excited about it. And, you know, even going down there today, I had zero nerves about it, no reservation. So I know, and I say this humbly, of course, I know I'm exactly where God wants me right now. And I'm so happy and at peace and can take a deep breath knowing that's true too, you know.
That's awesome.
Because some people, you're like in a season of waiting, and I've been several seasons of waiting. I was in a season of waiting for 2 years looking for a new job, you know.
Right.
And it can be aggravating, it can be stressful. But when you can feel that you're either right where God wants you or you're on that road to where God wants you, it's such a more peaceful feeling than you're like,
oh yeah, absolutely.
Where the heck am I going, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's going to be fun for sure.
Well, that's definitely really awesome, man. And, you know, congratulations on you just being able to do that. And, you know, this is obviously something, you know, that you've been waiting on and praying on for a while. And I'm just really glad that you now have the chance to, you know, be involved in something
like
this.
Well, thank you. And congrats to you too, man. I know it's been a long process. It's been stressful at some points. And it's even, and I'm not saying this as a bad thing at all, but it's a pretty courageous step to go from, you know, homeschool to a university like this, you know,
right,
where you're used to you and your mom sitting down and learning stuff, and you probably hanging out with other homeschool students as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going from that to a 4-year university that is right now, D2, but it's a big D2 school.
Yes.
And so that can be intimidating at times. And I think, of course, being close to home is going to be a huge plus for you. You know,
oh, yes,
being
absolutely.
Able to come home to your own four walls, seeing your mom and dad, that's going to help a lot. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm really happy that you're going to be able to have that experience and have it happen that way. But you know, it's going to be fun, and I'm excited for you. And I know it's taken a lot to get from, you know, finishing up with the homeschool into taking some classes here, taking some classes there, finishing up over here, you know, so,
right.
And then maybe going here, but it turns out to be a better deal over here.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that I can tell that you're more at peace knowing that,
yes, absolutely.
That it's lined up for the next foreseeable future than what it was a few months ago, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's encouraging to see that, you know, although it's bittersweet we're ending this today, that
right.
we know that it's the right thing to do, and we're not ending it because, you know, one's storming off or,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're not like...
I was about to say, like, I'm...
This isn't Mike and Mike on ESPN or anything, right?
Right, absolutely. I was about to say, you know, like, we aren't stopping because, you know, we got in an argument about something, you know, that was weird or whatever.
Right.
Yes, absolutely, for sure. You know, and this is definitely something I'm looking forward to, and I know that you're looking forward to your, you know, job as well. Absolutely.
Cool deal, man. Yeah, we are. It's going to be a good time. Well, so we won't repeat ourselves again because I feel like we have just a little bit.
I know. I feel like we have too. It's all right.
It's been good and productive. I know you've got some highlights kind of ready to throw into this part of the show.
Yes.
Instead, I hope he doesn't sue me for money, you know, the Bush's Baked Bean people. Instead of roll that beautiful bean footage, I'm going to say, Cody, roll that beautiful Babel footage.
All right, man. That sounds good.
All right.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Reverent Babel Podcast. My name is Cody Kelly.
And my name is Neil Huntley.
And this is the first episode of the Reverent Babel Podcast.
Is this the pilot episode, boss man?
The pilot episode, man. I've been looking forward to this for a while.
Yeah, and we are live. Well, me and you are live right now.
Yeah, me and you are live.
People on Thursday, they can pretend it's live, but
yeah,
right now we are live in the yesteryear studio. I had to look that up later, see if it's copyrighted. If it is, we won't say it again. Sorry if that's a real thing.
Oh, yeah, that's
but we
fun.
Are live right now. Later on, we're not.
In yes.
Viva Marsh, Vegas, also known as Marshville, North Carolina, also known as home of the Randy Travis. I'm going to love you forever and ever. Amen. And we are hanging out here. And, you know, Cody, today is a day of first. We are recording the first episode
yes.
of the Reverent Babel Podcast.
Yes, it is.
This is my first time talking into a microphone that is literally less than an inch away from my face. And today is the first day I am wearing Crocs. Cody,
really?
Are you a Crocs guy?
I am honestly not a Crocs guy, honestly. I mean, I'm pretty much a socks and tennis shoes guy. I'll occasionally wear some sandals or flip-flops at the beach or whatever, but I'm pretty much just a straight socks and tennis shoes guy.
Well, I will tell you what, I used to hate on Crocs big time. I just thought they were very ugly shoes. They're one piece of molded rubber, but I am in love right now.
Really?
And by the way, they're real tree camouflage, so my feet look
Ooh.
Like they're hanging out about to get some ducks, and it's a glorious feeling.
I hear you.
So yeah, so I know we already got off on a tangent. By the way, Crocs is not an ad or a sponsor of this show.
No.
Yet. Maybe later. We don't know.
No, not really.
But
it's never going
yeah.
to be because
so,
I hate so, them so,
so
much.
So carry on with your intro, Cody.
Oh, well, thank you, Neil. As you were just saying, this is the first episode of the podcast. It was just an idea that I had maybe a few months ago, and I just came in to ran it by you and just asked you if you want to kind of tag along for the ride, and thankfully you said
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, you didn't just ask me. You showed up at my doorstep about it.
Yes,
and
I did.
You were so. I don't even know the word to say. You were so secretive about it. I thought something was wrong. You said, "Hey, man, can I come to your house and talk?" I was like, "What's going on?" I came out with my Bible. I was ready to spit out some scripture for any situation that you might have been going through. And you said, "Hey, you want to do a podcast?" And I was like, "Yeah." Let's
yeah.
do it.
Yeah, hey.
We sat there at the front of my garage. It was a beautiful sunny day.
Yes, it was.
You left your Propel there, by the way.
I did?
Yeah, it's still sitting in my garage.
Oh.
You can have it later. I hadn't drank it yet.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that, by the way. I appreciate that.
But after that, here we are.
Yeah.
The first episode.
So, like, over the course of me talking to Neil about doing this podcast together and, you know, we'll like, you know, about like developing it and different things, you know, different things that were going to be included in it. We were obviously talking about the name that it was going to be. And so we were talking about that, and we were both kind of floating around different ideas. Mm-hmm. My idea was kind of igniting the light, or ignite the light kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. But that kind of seemed more of a well-known kind of more used thing.
Mm-hmm. And I had one called the prize, right? Because, you know, prize of getting salvation and spending eternity with Christ is awesome. It's not just cool.
Oh,
it's
sure,
awesome.
Absolutely.
And then you go for the prize in sports, right?
Right.
But just doing some research, both of those are very common names for podcasts.
Right.
Even if they're not exactly word for word.
Like, even if it's not word for word, it's pretty close.
Yeah, exactly. So we both wanted something that was a little unique, a little different. And so I literally just Googled did some research on scripture that, you know, included talking, or, you know, because we're talking right now, right?
Yes.
And I came across this one. Usually I use the New King James Version of scripture, but I found this out of the ESV, which is the English Standard Version, 2 Timothy 2:16. It says, "But avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness." So I figured that if we're supposed to avoid irreverent babble, we might as well do reverent babble. That's right. And if you're wondering, well, what in the world does irreverent or reverent mean? I done got on the Googles for you, all three of them. Irreverent, it's an adjective, of course. It's showing lack of respect for people or things that are generally taken seriously. So it's just saying avoid disrespectful talk. Right.
Right.
If you're really meaning what you're saying and meaning hateful feelings are coming with those words, it's not cool, man.
No.
And reverent means feeling or showing a deep and solemn respect, you know, to revere something. So that's what that's talking about. And that's why we landed on the Reverent Babble podcast. But I'm my only child, so it's just me and my parents. And, so we were at Mount Beulah, and I got saved at Mount Beulah during VBS when I was around 8 or 9. The preacher there was Reverend Donald Wallace. I can remember it just like it was yesterday. I was sitting there with my buddies, probably drenched in sweat from playing kickball in the courtyard. But I remember listening to what Preacher Wallace had to say that day. I remember taking it seriously when he said if we wanted to pray that, you know, pray the prayer, to pray it. I remember taking that seriously, and I remember going home and talking to my parents about it. And they say, well, you know, the next step, if you got saved, you got to make, you know, a public profession, right? You got to acknowledge before everybody that, you know, you're a child of God, that you're saved. So in the coming weeks, I walked down the aisle on a Sunday at church. A few weeks after that, I got baptized. Football was my thing in school. I had a lot of schools that came and talked to me.
Wow.
I wouldn't say it made me cocky or arrogant, but it made football be more of a focus each time I had a school talk to me.
Oh, right, for sure.
You know, I had coaches' numbers in my phone, and I just thought that was the coolest thing ever, so I was just riding high on that. And maybe 3 or 4 plays later, I took a guy to the ground, and as I fell awkwardly and jammed his shoulder up into the ground, and I had a partial tear in my labrum, and then I tore it all the way around in my shoulder. It was tough. It wasn't just a physical injury to me. It really dampened my spirit. And I remember sitting on the couch one night, and I just thought, you know, this is it. I thought that was going to be my thing. And to have it just gone like that, it took a toll on me for a little bit. And I said, well, you know, God, if you want me to be done with this, what's next? Just wait. You'll see it, okay? And then came along working at Caswell.
I was born on January 21st, 2002 in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've always grown up in a Christian home. Both of my parents are Christians and have been ever since I've known them, obviously. Pretty much ever since I can think back, as long as I can think back, we've been in church. Both of my parents have been involved in church, but basically as long as I can remember, so I was really like, brought up as try to be involved and just try to help other people in any way that you can that are in church or just people in general.
Cool.
And that's just kind of, you know, the way I've raised to think that way. But also something that's been around since I can remember is my stuttering, as you can kind of occasionally hear during this podcast. Basically, as long as I can remember, I've had a problem with stuttering. It really wasn't that much of an issue for me until like third grade. So ever since it kind of started getting worse in third grade, for the next couple years after that, we went to a bunch of different places, you know, that tried to like quote unquote fix my stutter, try to make me talk better. And like the way they trained me, it trained me to talk differently than the way I normally talk.
Right.
Because the way I'm talking, like, I'm very loud, I'm very expressive, I talk really fast a lot of times. And the way that they were trying to make me talk was a lot more slower and a lot more methodical.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, but the way
that's
I talk,
not you. Yeah.
That's definitely not me. You know, and honestly, it wasn't like anything bad. It just didn't really help me that much. Like, you know, and like as we kept on doing that, I honestly felt worse about myself. After we kept on trying the next couple years, you know, to try to find different ways I could, you know, quote unquote, fix my stutter or just make it more manageable for me. You know, I kind of, once we had tried that for a little while, I just kind of went to a point where I just didn't feel that great about myself. For the rest of basically my time in elementary school and even all the way through middle school and even into my freshman year of high school, I was a shy kid. I would intentionally not talk to people. It isn't that I was trying to be a jerk. I just didn't feel like I would be. My self-confidence was pretty much as rock bottom as you can get. I mean, like, I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to interact with other people just because of what I was afraid of, how they would respond to me stuttering. I just really let the thought of that get to me, that I wasn't going to be able to do anything. And that really hindered my faith a lot too. And like I said earlier, both of my parents were really involved in church and they helped out a lot of people. And I just felt that I couldn't be like them because of my stutter. I feel like I couldn't have an impact on other people's lives just because of how I was. But like I said, it wasn't really until high school until I just kind of found that I could have an impact on other people. Because now, here's a story that's pretty cool.
So, Padres up big.
Oh, yeah.
Eighth inning, right? Their guy, Fernando Tatis Jr., I'm going to show my age real quick. I watched his dad play, okay? I remember when his dad used to play in the major leagues, too. But this guy is definitely rookie of the year right now.
Oh, yeah.
Dude is tearing it up. He already had one home run in this game.
Yeah.
Already had one. And it's 3-0 count, bases loaded, and we're told that he was given the take sign from third base coach. Obviously, he either ignored it
or didn't see it,
which, I mean, he's a rookie. He might not have picked up on all the signs just yet. We'll give him some slack on that. But they're playing in Arlington. He hits this one to Houston. He knocks the mess out of this ball. Grand slam. They're up 14 to 3. I think it's 14-3, and they ended up winning 14-4.
I think
that's what it was. But as soon as the ball left the ballpark, the Texas Rangers manager is livid. And there's no telling what words he's uttering up under that mask that he has on in the dugout. And, like, I mean, I saw that, and I was like, okay, yeah, well, of course the Rangers, I mean, he's given up 14 runs. I thought he was just frustrated just because it was that kind of night.
Oh, yeah.
But then, to make things worse, the manager of the Padres throws Tatis Jr. under the bus. And so I gave him a take sign. He must have missed it. We're about to go over that. And then that led to Tatis
he's apologizing
for hitting a grand slam.
Yeah.
One of the greatest things.
Okay, wait a minute.
I'll hold it up.
There's your soapbox. Okay.
One of the greatest things to happen in baseball, next to like no hitters and perfect games, a grand slam, the only time where you're going to get four runs on one swing at a bat, okay? And he's apologizing for hitting a grand slam.
Yeah, that's...
No!
That is ridiculous. And trust me, man, I've heard a lot of this talk over the years with baseball players, and it's a big topic. I personally have never understood it, you know, but here's the thing. When it comes to me, if I'm at the plate, I'm trying to do the best I can to get on, and okay, let's just say that he just flat out ignored the take sign.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's obviously a thing where, you know, okay, you probably should listen to your coach just because your coach told you to.
By the way, that home run, he's now the leader in home runs.
Leader in home runs in the big leagues because of that home run. Yes. Yes.
He probably knew that too.
I'm sure he did. Like, even if he knew that and he hit it, it's not a big enough deal to me to warrant him talking to the media about it and basically throwing him under the bus for it.
You deal with that in the clubhouse.
You deal with that. You talk to him in private or, you know, you're talking to him in a team meeting, or him and you one-on-one, a private conversation.
Yeah.
You don't dish out your problems to the media, and that is something with sports I will never understand why some coaches or players will just – Tell the media everything when it should be a one-on-one conversation.
This is something where he goes, "Hey, Fernando, we gave you a take sign. Great, great hit, but we gave you a take sign. Look for it next time.
Right?
No, you're not in trouble, but look for it." But no, he goes to the media about it, and then goes to the point where Fernando Tatis Jr. apologizes for hitting this home run. You know what, Rangers? If you didn't want him to hit a home run, don't basically throw it underhanded down Broadway. You know,
well,
I mean, come on.
Well, see, like, here's the thing. Here's my opinion, and this is what I've always believed in any kind of situation where one team's up really big on another team. If you don't like it, pitch better.
Right.
I'm sorry. I mean, if you don't like the fact that you're giving up some runs, pitch better or bring in somebody else.
Was it?
I mean, it's like, you know, like, just change what you're doing instead of just getting mad at the fact that you're giving up that many runs. Just because, you know, like, every once in a while you'll have a bad night pitching-wise.
Was it Tatis Jr.'s fault that the bases were loaded?
No.
All right, then.
No.
Yeah. Was it his fault that they already scored 10 runs? Well, part of it was. He helped score with that. He had 7 RBIs, by the way.
Yeah.
But it wasn't his fault that the Rangers were pitching that bad.
No.
And of all teams to get mad about this, I'm pretty sure this is the same team. Well, not like roster-wise, but this is the same organization that beat the Baltimore Orioles 30-3 a few years ago.
Yes, okay, they did.
And they're getting mad about somebody running to score up on them. All right, Cody, let's talk some left turns real quick.
All right, okay? Let's do it.
So we had the race on Sunday,
yes,
right?
We did.
Well, we had the race on Sunday. It actually ended Monday morning.
Yeah.
and no, it wasn't that long of a race. It was just slightly delayed. So I'm going to get on
the soapbox. It was just a little delay.
Yeah, I'm going to get on my soapbox, Cody. Okay.
Uh-oh.
And just prepare yourself.
Okay.
All right. Why in the world are we starting a race in Florida at 3:00 in the afternoon? Everybody knows in the state of Florida, between the hours of 3 and 5, it pours down rain. It's a guarantee. It's going to rain.
Yes, true.
Let me look up the weather right now in Florida. Let me just, okay. You know, I'm going to fill in the gaps while I'm talking. But seriously.
I actually do agree with you on that one,
this
though.
Is like the third or fourth year in a row where there's been a huge rain delay at the Daytona 500. And I'm trying my best for this thing. There we go. We're on the Weather Channel now. This is not sponsored by the Weather Channel, but I'm going to say their name anyway. Well, actually, right now, it's 72 and sunny in Daytona. But let's see. Tonight, yeah, there's a 67% chance of rain in 2 hours. So, I mean, it's going to rain in Florida, okay?
Yeah.
Why didn't we start this race at 1:00?
I don't know.
Okay? I get it that you're trying to, you know, enhance TV viewership and things like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, why not chance maybe there not being as many people watching at the beginning and get some more at the end?
Right.
Versus starting at 3, have a peak of viewers, go delay, and nobody ever turn it back on.
Right.
You know, because you're just going to lose all your viewers. You're going to keep the diehards. You're going to keep the people like Parrish and people like me to tune back in when Green Flag goes back.
Right.
But why not start the race at 1:00 when you know it's going to pour down rain at 3:30?
I mean, well, plus 2 just makes sense because that's when literally any other
– Yeah.
Any other professional sport starts mm-hmm. their games at 1:00.
Yeah,
NFL you know, it's starts like every Sunday you see the NFL start at 1:00.
NBA has Sunday afternoon games. Major League Baseball has Sunday day games.
Yeah.
Start the daggum race at 1:00. Yeah, we're broadcasting in the depths of the old moldy Fort Caswell. Right? No, I'm just kidding. We're in the office in the conference center if y'all have ever been down here. We're going to be talking about Fort Caswell, what it is, and why it's special to us.
And I've definitely had a lot of experiences down here over the last 7 years I've been down here. And I'm sure that John and Neil have also.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're down here, like I said, I brought the youth group down here. This week we're talking about being a light in the darkness, right? We're talking
right.
about Matthew chapter 5:14-16 about Christ saying that, you know, you are the light of the world, city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. So we're talking about things about how to make that light brighter, how to make sure it's not under a basket, like it says in that verse as well. But just want to talk about, you know, like what Fort Caswell is. For y'all that don't know, Fort Caswell was originally built up during the Civil War time. The actual fort part
right.
is Civil War era. But as the years went on, houses were built around here. It was used during World War I, World War II. This place was prepped for war for a long time.
Right.
It was prepped for violence and things like that. But now it's being used to change lives and save lives and help people walk closer to with Christ. And it's been a great experience. I came down here seven years as a camper. Worked down here, I believe, five summers on summer staff. But it's a very special place. This is where I rededicated my life to Christ. This is where I felt the calling to be in some type of ministry role, like I've talked on this before. So it's been really special. It's a beautiful place. If you live in North Carolina, I really encourage you to at least come by and visit. But if you're a guest, please come down here and soak it in. Cody, what's Caswell special to you?
Well, I've been down at Caswell. This is my seventh summer down here at Fort Caswell as a camper. I've been coming down to the youth summer week camps ever since I was able to and eligible to. I've had a lot of great experiences here. You know, like, this is really where I kind of learned to kind of be more, you know, I've kind of learned to be more open, sure, to people, you know, before, because, yeah, like, you know, for the first couple of years especially, I was like shy kid, which I know for you is very hard to believe.
Yeah, I know, that is shocking. you talk my head off from breakfast time to bedtime every day this week. But I mean, that's not complaining, but I can't believe you used to be a shy person.
Oh yeah, I was the shy kid. I would intentionally not go to things or not talk to people, you know, just to kind of not talk to anybody. But, you know, just kind of coming down to Caswell and just being able to interact with other people, you know, in my church group and other church youth groups that came here, and just the, and obviously the people on staff here as well. I've had a lot of great experiences with that. I also, like you, I also felt the calling that I was supposed to go into some form of ministry,
yeah, yeah,
field down here. I think it was like my fourth or fifth year here.
Okay.
It was one of those experiences where it just kind of felt like you just had to go.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah, you could feel God kind of tugging at your heart, right?
Right, for sure. You know, and so I just felt like I had to go down there, and I did, and I feel like I've been called to some form of ministry field, you know, and that was one of the cool experiences that I've had here. I've also, you know, friends who've gotten saved down here or rededicated their life to Christ here and started going on a new path, and I have friends who now work on this summer staff down here too. So that's been a lot of fun.
That's awesome, man. John, what about you, man? I know you're probably the longest tenured staffer in this room. I worked a few summers, but you've stayed down here and you've had many hats. So what's some special things about down here that's special to you?
Yeah, so first off, this is my 10th summer down here at Caswell. You know, various different roles and different jobs, but just been a blast, and Caswell's just a special place to me and my family. I was able to meet my wife here, which I think tops every type of experience that I really can think about.
I helped with that, by the way. I'll take some credit with that.
Oh. News to me. No, I'm just kidding. But no, Caswell's just a special place, and we're just such a unique environment that I think that people sometimes have a perception of what we are and what we aren't, and sometimes that's not right. And we're a place where church groups can come and refresh and refocus. We're not just a summer camp deal. And so I really, you know, encourage, like Neil said earlier, people to come check us out. But I can just think of times on summer staff where we, so many different worship experiences and things that are meaningful in my walk with Christ. And man, it's just a special place. And if you're, you know, like a rising senior or just getting out of high school, I mean, I can't stress enough how life-changing this can be for you as a 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old kid. So, yeah, I mean, Caswell's just a great place. My best friends, a lot of them come from Caswell, and you just can't beat a summer here working on staff with 70 people who are all striving for the same goal.
All right, y'all, welcome to the NASCAR segment of the show. It's still a working title, but I think I'm going to call it On the Pits with Parrish. y'all, welcome my buddy Parrish McLeod to the podcast. Hey, Parrish, how's it going, man?
What's up, Neil? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. It's good to have you on the show. I mean, I've kind of kept a NASCAR segment in here because, you know, there at the very beginning when we started this podcast, NASCAR was the only sport running because of COVID and everything. And, you know, I've always had an interest for racing, but it spiked up big time this year when that was the only thing going, and kind of lit that small little fire that's always been inside of me watching NASCAR and things like that. But like I said in the intro to this segment, Parrish and I both worked at Fort Caswell on summer staff for a couple of years, and you know, just always had that good bond with each other, talking any kind of sports. And we were both at UNC Charlotte, and you know, I like to say I enjoy racing, but Parrish knows his racing, man. It blows my knowledge for it out of the water. So that's what Parrish is going to be. Parrish is going to be our NASCAR guy, you know. And so we're excited to have you on the show, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me on. I look forward to it. I'm not really sure if my knowledge blows yours out the water, but I think if we put our heads together, we can figure something out.
Well, yeah, we might. I mean, we're not going to be on Dirty Mode Media anytime soon.
Not but, quite.
but who knows? We might get there one day.
Maybe. We'll see.
All right, y'all. Welcome to the next segment where we are talking to my buddy Scott Kendall. Just like I said in the little intro into this segment, me and Scott go way back. Ain't that right, Scott?
That's right, man.
And we started in daycare at my grandma's house. We went all through school together, played ball together, even ended up going to college together. And Scott was in my wedding too. And hopefully someday soon he'll repay the favor and I can stand up there with him when he sees his bride walk down someday.
That's right, man.
It doesn't surprise me one bit that you of all people are just all up into sports over at Forest Hills. And that's awesome to hear.
Oh yeah.
But I told the people in the kind of intro to the segment that you're kind of like my utility infielder in baseball because you can talk some baseball, you can talk basketball, you can talk football. And so, you know, once we introduce all four guys this week, and we can use you for all types of sport, but tonight or this week, we're going to mainly focus on recapping the NLCS with our Braves. All right, y'all. Welcome to the college football segment of the show. I'm welcoming my buddy John Harris to the show. He's been on here before. We had the interview with him when we were down at Fort Caswell with the youth. And welcome back to the show, John.
Man, I appreciate you having me back.
Yeah, absolutely, man. How's it been down there since we last saw you?
You know, things have been good. We're starting to get some groups back in. The weather's finally starting to get a little cooler. Starting to feel like football weather around here, just a touch, which I'm thrilled about.
There you go. That's awesome. Since I'm not down there and our friend Nathan's not down there anymore, hopefully you can still find somebody to have a catch with since it's feeling like football weather down there now. But let's talk about some college football. Yeah. So we've talked. All right, y'all, let's talk some Carolina Panthers for a little bit. We talked some NFL with Scott earlier on in the show, but now I'm introducing y'all to my buddy James. James, what's up,
man? What's going on, Neil?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. It's good to have you on the show. I mean, me and you talk sports left and right, tweet sports left and right, and now we're going to sit down and hit the record button for a few minutes, too. So it's good to have you, man.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I can remember Reverent Babble in that first episode, and I sent you my thoughts. I sat down at my computer on a slow work day and dissected every transition and intro that you had, and I'm glad to be able to jump on and play the role of guest here.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. And you know, I'm introducing, like I said, to introducing everybody to y'all that are kind of going to jump in here and there and help me keep with the show until Cody gets back around the 1st of January. But let's talk some Panthers, man. So we had the game.
And now for the final time. It is sports time. Time to update y'all on the week that was in the world of sports. This is
the weekly score. And the good news for that one is we didn't, like, you know, end it not being in sync. Because I feel like we were in sync. So we ended that one on a good note.
That's right. Let's not do it again. And that was take one, too.
Yes.
So good job.
Yes.
So good job.
First take.
Here is your weekly score.
All right.
All right. I'll have one. Cody, you got a story. And then I got a second story. But they're real quick, right?
Yes.
They're literally about just headlines, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Story number one. Kyle Larson's still good at racing. He won again.
Okay.
Story
number two. The NBA draft lottery is tonight.
Yep.
That'd be a lot of fun to watch.
And story number three. Ronald Acuna, he can hit home runs.
That's true.
There's your weekly score.
That's your weekly score.
I think that whole weekly score was shorter than any hockey segment we've ever done.
You know what? It probably actually has been. That's saying something, too.
That is saying something. Yeah, so there's your updated, I guess, little mini weekly score. But we wanted to use a portion of this segment to talk about our favorite stories we've covered so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and, you know, as we close out this show, what's some of the favorite ones that we have talked about? I guess I can go first.
All right.
One of my favorite ones was, you just mentioned the draft lottery. Kind of has something to do with that last year. We the Hornets defied the odds last year and ended up getting LaMelo Ball. And that was one of my favorite stories to read, was that, hey, we got a guy that is good from the start, you know?
Yeah.
There's no building
there's
him
no
up.
There's no working on development.
And he still has plenty of things to learn, but we're not starting from square one like you were with a lot of rookies, you know?
Right.
And so that was a favorite story of mine to cover and then to speculate, like, what's LeVar Ball going to do? Stuff like that. How's that all that's going to happen?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But that was really fun, talking about having, you know, an automatic superstar, you could say.
Oh, yeah.
Bleacher Report loves the guy. And then talking about that. So that was one favorite of mine. Cody, what was a favorite of yours?
Probably one of my favorites was when we were talking about and this was actually one of the audio clips that was used a few minutes ago.
Oh yeah.
Was when we talked about the unwritten rules and Fernando Tatis Jr. And that whole thing last baseball season. Mm-hmm. That was just a fun thing, because that was probably the most animated we had probably ever gotten.
Yeah.
As far as like one sports
for
topic
sure.
goes. And I think, you know, that was just a lot of fun just to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, you can argue maybe it wasn't the most reverent we've ever been on the show, but, you know, at least on the bright side, you know, we were definitely loud and we were definitely enjoying it, and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I think that showed our love for sports as well. But if I had to pick another one,
yeah,
it was probably covering this year's March Madness.
Yeah, that was a lot.
That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed every week, because, like, that was one of the segments that I was just looking forward to talking about, like, every week while it was going on, because that was, like, it was so much fun to keep up with. There were so many upsets, so many games you didn't expect the outcomes to be the way they were, mm-hmm. which was just what I think a lot of people wanted when March Madness came back for this year.
Yeah, that was so much fun to cover.
It was a lot of fun.
And to make picks and see if some of our wild picks were going to work and things like that.
And I think after the first day, I was right only, like, three or four games.
Well, a lot of people were.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. I think, and this is not just one story, but, you know, I really enjoyed talking NASCAR on here.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Because, I mean,
it was definitely fun.
You have your two main NASCAR podcasts being Door Bumper Clear and Dale Jr. Download, and there's other ones like that, and I'm not saying I'm even close to those two at all. But, you know, I like just having something a little different that didn't involve a ball. You know, it was still a sport, but it didn't involve, you know, a ball. It was out there with teams working on a car and seeing who had the best driver, basically.
Well, plus two combined with the fact that NASCAR was really the only live sport we covered for, like, a long time on this show, you know, because we didn't have live sports come back till, like, you know, the first in the middle of July.
Yeah, explain to me why we started a sports podcast in the middle of a pandemic again.
Because I wanted something to do during the summer,
and it worked.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure, and it worked. I mean, well, like, you know, it's funny because, you know, that's its own whole story on how this podcast even got started, was because, you know, it was during the, obviously, you know, during the very early stages of COVID, at least compared to what we've seen now.
Right.
You know, so, and, yeah, I mean, you know, like, this whole thing was basically just me, you know, because, like, I was obviously interested in video editing and audio editing, all that kind of stuff, and, you know, of course, I like sports, you know, you do like sports, and, you know, and I was just thinking, you know, maybe we could make this into something that, you know, one, I can learn how to do and we can both enjoy. So,
yeah. But yeah, like you said, NASCAR was the only live sport there for a little bit.
That was the only thing we talked about as far as, like, live sports and stuff for a long time.
It was NASCAR.
And then a bunch of news articles.
And news articles, and when the world was Major League Baseball going to start.
Yes.
For a little while. So
yes, for sure.
Yeah, those are some of the highlights that I remember right off the top of my head. But
those
are some of the favorite topics I've had. Didn't talk about. And, you know, along with those great stories, we've had good guests during the sports segments too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and during the Devo segments as well.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, when I was gone, you would have a guy that would jump on for the whole show just about, or, like, I, and then vice versa.
And vice versa
gone,
with you.
We'd
I was about to say.
So, I mean, I guess I can shout out my friends. You shout out yours because they're kind of all of ours together. You know, Parrish, appreciate you, man.
Oh, yes,
you know,
absolutely.
You were always more willing to jump on. I know that one time I told you when it was just me and him that we're going to make this a short show, 45 minutes tops. I think the unedited version was like 2.5 hours. So
are you kidding?
Yeah, I had to cut it down way down.
Wow.
We sat there and talked for a long time. So appreciate you, Parrish. Scott, buddy, thanks for jumping on and talking baseball and just about anything, really. I'm looking forward to going to Atlanta in a few weeks. Where me and Scott's going down and watching them play Tampa Bay, which is going to be awesome in and of itself.
Yeah,
you know,
that'll be. I mean, well, plus that'll be fun too. You know, because Tampa's one of the best teams in the league. Right
exactly.
Now, so
that's
too,
that,
so
that's
going to
be fun. John, you know, I think it was in the highlight as well.
In the audio clips,
where
we
you know had him on when we were down at Caswell, recorded an episode in that back closet of the conference center.
Yes,
at Caswell. James, thank you too, man. I appreciate you jumping on. You're another fellow youth pastor, and you just started full time up at Parkwood Baptist. So thank you for jumping on the times that you did. And you know, I know life is busy now, and I wish you the best as we also continue on all these friendships as well. But
just
want to say thank you to that, and yeah, you got something to say thank you to as well.
Yes, I definitely do for sure. You know, I want to thank the two guys I've had. You know, two really good interviews with for our Double Play Devo segments. The first of them being Andrew Llewellyn. And just thank you so much, Lou, for taking the time just to come on the show. That was a lot of fun, that interview me and him had. I guess you can call it an interview, Zoom call. I guess that's what you want to call it. That was a lot of fun because
he's the fellow Red Sox fan, right?
That's not Bradley.
That's Bradley. Sorry.
Llewellyn's the former Wingate catcher.
That's
who
right.
Who is now a baseball coach at BCU.
Nice.
Who, by the way, made it to the regionals this year.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. To, you know,
very
like,
impressive.
So that was definitely a lot of fun to be able to keep up that with him and talk to him about that for a little bit. That was definitely a lot of fun. But, I mean, we had a lot of fun talking, obviously, about, you know, our faith. And we had a really good conversation about just, you know, the perspectives that we had on when life's uncertain and just keeping, you know, a really good perspective on things like that. And I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed his story about him and the drafts and all that stuff and what he's made of it since then. And,
right.
You know, obviously now he's in a really good spot with the college baseball team, you know, with who knows what's going to lie ahead for him. So I really enjoyed talking to Llewellyn and also to Bradley Brown. I really enjoyed talking to Bradley, you know, because me and Bradley have been really good buds for sure, you know, because like, him and Llewellyn and a few other guys when I was there, they definitely took a lot of the time to, you know, get to know me when I was first helping out with the Wingate baseball team when I was a freshman in high school, which seems like forever ago now. You know, which, you know.
Just wait. Guess what? Next year I'll be out of high school 10 years.
Oh.
Amber's out 10 this year.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
So just wait.
Well, this is just a quick side change and then I'll go back to it. But anyway, you know, it's funny whenever we were talking about, you know, all the technology and stuff you're going to use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, back when I was in elementary school, we didn't have any of that. We actually used pens, you know, pencil and paper and
back,
stuff.
Back when I was in elementary school, Cody, we had those overhead projectors that used a heat lamp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those
that you
old
used
ones, yeah.
A plastic translucent thing that you write on. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's, okay.
Yeah, that's your
wow.
There's your smart board right there.
I was about to say, wow, that's a major throwback there.
There you go.
That's for sure. But, yeah. Going back to Bradley, I just really have enjoyed talking to Bradley. Me and him have talked through a lot of personal stuff too, you know, and that's really, you know, a lot of personal stuff too, and that's helped our friendship definitely bond over the last few years. I really enjoyed talking to him about, you know, transition periods in life and just where life takes you on certain things and the people that you encounter and the places you go, and you know, you just don't know what's going to happen with that, but you know it's all for a purpose and a reason too, and just figuring that out as you go along. And that was a really fun conversation we had. I also had a lot of fun talking to him about his dad's Red Sox story.
Where his dad left that game early?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox came back and walked it off, and all the Red Sox fans got so mad at him and everything. Yeah, I know.
That was funny.
That was definitely a really funny story for sure. It was just a lot of fun being able to talk to both of those guys and having them on the show. And just thank you once again, Andrew and Bradley, for just taking the time out of your days to come on the show, and just really enjoy talking to both of y'all. And I just really hope that we'll be able to catch up again soon for sure. But you know, just thank you to everybody that was involved with the show. Those of you who came on as guests, those of you who listened to us faithfully, or even those of you who just started listening to us, for sure, you know, just thank you to everybody that was a part of this. And I think I can speak for both of us when we say we've really enjoy the interaction with not only the people we've had on as guests, but just the people that we've talked about this podcast with.
Absolutely. And sure. And don't forget our international listeners. You know, we were we were an international sensation, Cody.
Yes, we are.
We had, what was his name, Franz in Germany? And we didn't. Yes. And then we didn't. Give people other names. We had Germany. We had Ireland.
Yeah, I was about to say we had Germany, Ireland, England, and something else,
Canada. And I feel like we had somebody in Central America too.
I was about to say, hold on just one second. I'm trying to.
He's gonna pull up the demographics.
Yes, I am. Just hold on one second. Here, can you stall for a minute?
Yeah, I'll try to stall. Let's see. Yeah, I always enjoyed. You know, I remembered when we called it the Yesteryear Studio, and then we found out there really was a Yesteryear Studio.
Yeah,
so I was like,
yeah, it was the best. Then we found out there was a Yesteryear Studio.
I highly doubt we'll get sued for, you know, that being a small podcast, but I don't feel like paying legal fees, so I'm not going to say it again.
No.
And then I remember calling this, you know, always referencing Randy Travis, which was always a good time. I got very upset about Bojangles not having Supreme there for a little while.
Like, probably one of the funniest moments was, remember that episode we recorded, and then we went to the Bucks game, and then we went to, like, three different Bojangles
on the way to the Hornets and Bucks game, and every single one of them were closed because they didn't have Chicken Supremes.
Yeah.
So there we go. Yeah, so Cody found the demographics. So we had listeners in the United States, Ireland, Germany, Canada, and the United Kingdom. So thank y'all. I can't do anything in Irish.
Thank y'all.
Let's see. What's Lucky Charms? Yeah. Germany, thanks,
Franz. Lucky Charms.
Canada, thanks, A. And UK, y'all's tea is not good. So there you go.
Okay.
But thank you for listening either way.
Thank you, guys.
So there's we were the international sensation,
yes.
Cody. Just don't ever. So when you're older and you have your grandkids sitting on your lap watching something on the holographic TV over there in the back corner,
okay.
You say, back in my day, I had an international sensation that was a podcast.
Yes.
What's a podcast? It's where you put headphones on. Headphones, what's that? You had what's a wire? You know, all this stuff. So
yeah, I know.
But yeah, so there you go. Check that one off the list. Hosted an international sensation
absolutely
podcast. There you go. Well,
sure.
Cool deal, Cody. So as we close out the very last episode of Reverent Babble,
yep,
you know, we started a kick and with the new season doing a minor league baseball team of the week, and we've done it every week since we started the new season, and
that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And we got to find out crazy wacky names, all the names of like the mascots. We even learned about the bobblehead Hall of Fame. Remember that thing with the Harrisburg Senators and stuff like that?
Harrisburg, yep.
So instead of doing just one team
this
time for our minor league baseball team of the week, I figured we'd have a little friendly competition.
Okay.
You know, we always did a little friendly competition when it came to picks. You know, like
which
that,
I always lost
You remember like that time I said the Eagles and Bengals would tie and they did? You remember that?
That
was fun. And then like doing like March Madness, things like that. So let's finish out with one more friendly competition, okay?
All right, that sounds
cool. So we're going to each write down as many minor league teams as we can in 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
So I would like you to go first. And so as you write down, I'll fill in, try to find something to say. It can be just a bunch of jibber-jabber, okay?
Okay.
And then after 30 seconds, I'll go. And then after that, we're each going to count, so we'll switch papers. So I'll count yours, you count mine, okay? And we'll see who had the most. And then we'll switch back and we'll find out how many we had the similar and see if we had any of the random ones that nobody would have thought of, okay?
All right.
And so I'm going to trust you.
Okay.
You trust me. Don't make any of them up.
that sounds good. Question: do I have to write down the city and the team?
So you can,
or do I just write down the name?
You can, whatever helps you identify it as a team. So if you need to write abbreviations so you can write as many as you can, that's fine.
Okay.
So just for example, I'll give you a freebie. If you want to write down Myrtle Beach Pelicans, you can put MB Pelicans or just Pelicans. As long as
can
name and when you say it out loud, as long as you can name the city and the team, that's perfectly fine. But if you need to write abbreviations so you can write more down in that time frame, that'd be perfectly fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
So
that sounds good.
And it can be any. It can be any minor league. It doesn't have to be just AAA, just AA, low A, high. It can be any of them.
Okay. Okay?
So
that sounds good.
And there, you know, it's really just see who can have the most, and then we'll see how creative we got on thinking about some crazy ones. Okay.
Okay.
So I got a timer on my phone.
Okay.
At 30 seconds, and I'm gonna do a 3-2-1 countdown, and then I'm gonna commentate as you're writing down. You know, I'm gonna be a play-by-play. You know how like on baseball when they'll just talk about anything and then they'll have to stop mid-sentence. Oh, there's a pitch. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, 30 seconds. Can you confirm that says 30 seconds, Cody?
I can confirm that says 30 seconds.
Okay. All right. In 3, 2, 1, go. All right, 30 seconds have started. Cody is on a roll. Looks like he's going with the comma method, maybe. We'll see how he's going. He's going pretty strong so far. I might have signed up for something that I cannot compete with because I thought I knew a good bit, but he's going on pretty good. Let's see. I'm wondering if he's going to go by, like, his favorite team's affiliations or if he's just going right off the, you know, shooting from the hip, or if he's going down the list in alphabetical order based off what he's seen on MLB The Show. We'll see. Oh, there's 30 seconds right there. 30 seconds
wow,
are up.
Wow.
That 30 seconds went by fast.
Wow, I did not get newsman as I thought.
If you will rip your piece of paper off, and I'm going to write down on the notepad too.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to let you give me a countdown. And when you hit start, tell me go or whatever you want to do, okay?
All right, that sounds good.
So I'm going to write down like just about how you did. Like I'm going to do abbreviations and just see how many I can get, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
We can, like I said, write down whatever it takes for us to be able to, you know, identify the team as we call them out, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Okay, can you confirm that this says 30 seconds?
That does indeed say 0 hours, 0 minutes, and 30 seconds.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. And we are underway here in this writing competition.
Time out, Cody. Time out.
My
pen don't work. You gave me an unfair advantage.
Last I checked, I did not give you that pen. You grabbed that pen.
You didn't give me the pen. You set it up over there. You knew I'd want the Sharpie pen because it's the fancy pen. You tried to cheat me, okay?
Okay.
That was a foreign substance on that pen. Okay? What is that? Spider tat? What is that? Whatever it is,
I couldn't write.
That's garbage.
Okay, in my defense, you're the one who picked the pen.
Okay.
Out of the thing.
All right. Have we reset the timer to 30 seconds?
I have reset the timer for 30 seconds. Can you confirm this says 30 seconds?
I can confirm I'm off my soapbox, too, by the way. I had to get on it there for a second.
Okay.
Yes, it said 30 seconds.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. And we are underway again, take two in this competition. Wow, Neil is running very fast. He's already on team number 3. I can't read what it says, and it looks like I'm going to lose very badly. And Neil's writing is very fast and is a lot cleaner than mine. Because
I'm writing like a doctor on a prescription pad.
I was about to say, well, because like whenever I write fast, I just cannot write well when I write fast, and I have to write things totally, so that probably is what cost me here. And looks like this competition is over. Time, Neil.
All right. Let's you count mine.
I think.
And I'll count yours.
I think I lost very single-handed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Okay, that's 6 for me.
All right. Yep. Okay. Cody scored 6.
Okay. I scored 6. Neil scored 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8.
8. All right.
So you won.
I won. All right. Let's see. So let's compare. So let's see.
If you can read mine.
Yeah, I can read yours. So we both put the Knights.
Yes.
Let's see. And I think that's the only one we had together.
Really?
I shocked myself. I didn't put down the Stripers or the River Dog because I'm wearing a Stripers hat, Cody.
Well, the reason
so
why
you cheated. You saw, oh, yeah, there's one.
That was one I saw. I already thought about the River Dogs ahead of time, because I know they're one of your favorite minor league teams.
Right. Yeah.
So
I didn't even – I was in a
– You didn't think about the Stripers? Says the guy wearing a Stripers hat.
In a crunch, I was trying to be creative and try to get ones that were way out there so I could go back to the more familiar ones. But 30 seconds is a whole lot faster than I thought it was.
I was about to say, like, that went by super quick.
It did go by super quick. So let me ask you, W Red Sox?
That is the AAA affiliate of the Red Sox. They are called the Worcester Red Sox.
Oh, okay.
Because they changed the name from Pawtucket to Worcester, Mass.
Okay.
Because they moved from Pawtucket, Rhode Island to
Worcester.
Worcester, Mass.
Okay. So you got the River Dogs, Gwinnett Stripers, Charlotte Knights, Kannapolis Cannonballers, Worcester Red Sox, and I'm assuming GG is the Grasshoppers.
Yes, it was.
The Greensboro Grasshoppers. Okay. Cool. And then I put down the Charlotte Knights, the Durham Bulls,
yep.
Myrtle Beach Pelicans, Montgomery Biscuits, the Rocket City Trash Pandas.
Nice. Which that was one of my favorite teams.
That was a cool one. The Round Rock Express. I always thought that was cool. Just it sounds cool, and it's a train. You know, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
The Harrisburg Senators, because it just was fresh where I mentioned
it. It was fresh from your
mind. And the most random one, which I don't even know why I wrote down. I was like, in my mind, I was going like on a map, like, all right, there's Durham, Charlotte, Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
You can go out of Texas, all that stuff. I did the Lynchburg Hillcats. That's the most random.
What?
Yeah. I didn't didn't do the Strikers.
Which is funny because I don't even know if we've talked about them, have we?
No, we didn't. No.
I was about to say, we didn't talk about them.
Let me see my phone. Here, that'll be the final little Wikipedia read we do about a minor league team. It'll be that.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, I didn't do the Strikers. I'm wearing a Strikers hat,
I was about to say, like, I think it's funny how I picked your two teams I've seen you wear, and you didn't write either of them.
Yeah,
that's so weird.
That is weird. I guess I was just in a pinch, and I was trying so hard to, you know, go out of my little zone. You know,
yeah.
You get to get more that I completely forgot my roots, Cody. I'm so sorry. Well, but yeah, do you like the Stripers hat? I think the Stripers hat is pretty sick. They got a pretty creative logo.
Oh yes, for sure. If y'all, I was about to say, well, definitely a fan of that logo. That looks really cool.
Yeah, if y'all don't know what it looks like, Google it. They used to be, you know, the Gwinnett Braves.
The Braves, right? Yeah.
So they wanted to be a little original, and it's the Striper. It's a striped bass. That's what it is, a fish.
Well, something that I will say is at least the Braves are trying to be more original, because basically like all the Red Sox minor league teams are literally just called another city and the Red Sox.
Well, the double A and single A are both Braves. So you got the Mississippi Braves and the Rome Braves.
Yes.
But they used to be, the single A for the Braves used to be the Pelicans. And that and that used to be the only non-Braves team that they had. Because back then it was the Atlanta Braves, Richmond Braves,
Greenville Braves,
and Myrtle Beach Pelicans.
And Myrtle Beach Pelicans, yep. I was about to say, because the Red Sox now, I've got the Boston Red Sox, and then you got the Worcester Red Sox. Their double-A team is the Portland Sea Dogs,
yeah.
So that's new. And then the single-A team is the Greenville Drive.
Yeah.
But other than that, all the other minor league teams are Red Sox. So the triple-A and all the levels, I think it's low A and below, are called Red Sox.
Yeah.
So they're not very original.
So you mentioned that you like doing the Trash Pandas. That was pretty cool.
Yes.
What was another one that you liked that you recognized or that we talked about?
Oh, man.
So if you had, you could pick two. So one's Trash Pandas. What's another one that was a favorite of yours to talk about?
Probably just based on their logo alone, the Rocky Mountain Vibes.
Yeah, that was awesome.
What were they called? The Rocky Mountain Vibes,
right? Rocky Mountain Vibes,
yeah. I was about to say, those were so cool. I just loved their logo because that was probably them and the Trash Pandas. That was probably one of the most creative of the minor league teams and logos and names that I've seen in the minor leagues, and I was just a huge fan of that.
Yeah, that was really cool. I think the two that I liked talking about the most, one was the Biscuits, yeah.
The Biscuits,
you know, I mean, that's the greatest name. I mean, Trash Panda is awesome. Vibes, awesome logo. But the Biscuits.
I was about to say, your name is literally the Biscuits.
And the tongues of pat of butter. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about that's my love language is biscuits and butter, okay? That was a cool one. And then the most random one that I really liked, and I thought the logo was really cool, was the Eugene Emeralds.
You remember them?
Where their logo was like Bigfoot.
Yes,
and they had like a Pacific Northwest color scheme with the blue and the dark green and stuff like that. I think that
was
really cool.
I was about to say, it was kind of a mix between Bigfoot and the Seattle Seahawks in a way.
Because they're out there in Eugene, Oregon. So that's way out. That's one team we'll probably never see play minor league baseball is the Eugene Emeralds. But I thought that was a pretty cool wild card one that we had too.
Yeah, same.
So I guess if you want to read one last thing about a minor league team, we'll do the Hillcats since we said we never read about them.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because they're pretty close anyway. So the Lynchburg Hillcats are a minor league baseball team in Lynchburg, Virginia, you know, also home of Liberty University.
Liberty University, yeah.
And they play in the Low A East, and they are Low A affiliate of the Cleveland Indians. Okay,
nice.
They've been a farm team of the Atlanta Braves from 2011 to 2014, the Cincinnati Reds in 2010, and the Pittsburgh Pirates from 1995 to 2009. That's when I remember them the most, when they were Pirates affiliation.
When they were Pirates affiliate,
Because they used to play the Pelicans, who used to be Braves affiliation. So I used to go to Pelicans games a ton growing up, and most of the time they were playing Lynchburg. So I remember that as them being being part of the Pittsburgh Pirates organization.
Yeah.
But they got a really cool logo. It's a Hillcat, like a little, it looks like a Bobcat style, but you can see like the mountains in the background. Kind of a Seattle Seahawks color scheme going on for them. Their colors are midnight blue, green, and white. So there you go. Their mascot's name is Southpaw. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Right?
Okay.
So that's pretty creative.
Yeah.
They're owned by Elmore Sports Group, President Chris Jones, and General Manager Chris Jones. And their manager is Dennis Malave. So there you go. So there's your, I guess, final
minor league baseball team of the week.
The Lynchburg Hillcats. So there you go. Well, Cody.
But that's cool. Well,
we've talked about what was new with us.
Yep.
We talked about what's going to be new with us.
Yeah.
We've went through some highlights.
Highlights of the show, and that was a lot of fun.
We've done a lot of reminiscing, gave them a quick update on some sports.
Yes.
And, you know, probably they could go back and listen, especially the part about Kyle Larson. They probably can just keep listening to that for the next few weeks because I don't see
him. I was
him,
about to say, because
I don't see him not winning.
Larson's definitely been amazing yep. the last few weeks, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, Parrish wasn't able to watch much of the race on Sunday, and I kind of had it on in the background while me and Graham were playing, and Amber was playing with us too. And he said, "How's the race?" I said, "Well, here's the race so far. Quinn Huff wrecked, shocker, and Kyle Larson's leading the race. So there's your race." He said, "So basically every race this year." I said, "Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, pretty much.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's our show, y'all. How about that, man?
That's our show, man.
Just like that.
Just like that.
It's done.
It's over.
You know, we've had it going for over a year. It feels like it's been shorter than that, honestly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just cause, feels like it's been way shorter than that.
Time has flown by, having fun with it, doing it on Zoom when we had to, and doing it on random days when we had to get it done. But I like that.
And we also did it at your house one time.
Did it at my house.
And we did it at Castle one time.
When I was waiting on the refrigerator repairman. That's
yes.
right. And we had the microphones rigged up on, we were sitting in the living room and had the microphones rigged up on dining room chairs. You remember that?
Yes.
And it was the most hilarious thing.
Yeah. I was about to say, that was definitely our, most, a unique studio.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was for sure.
So, yeah. So, we've done it all over the state of North Carolina. Okay.
Yeah.
But nothing beats doing it in the studio in Viva Mars Vegas, the home of Randy Travis. Okay.
And me now.
That's right.
Yeah.
And home of Coda Kelly. Yeah. I guess that's right, too. But, you know,
well, it's my actual home. So.
Oh, it is. It is the home of Coda Kelly.
Yeah.
So, and before we leave, we can't go on without not thanking Smalls.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Smalls.
Cody's dog, Smalls, who, you know, is sound asleep right now, but as soon as I say the word BYE really loudly, he's going to perk up and run over to me because he's done that for
every single
episode. That's right. So, but Smalls, thanks for your input. Thanks for aggravating the snot out of Cody sometimes when he's trying to get a point across, which was hilarious to watch. If this was a video podcast, that would have been prime content for YouTube. But that'll be just for my eyes and Cody's eyes only. So there you go. So that was the premium content right there. Was just what was going on in the studio visually while we were doing stuff like this. Like,
for sure.
You know, like the time where I had to stop recording because I was caught a cramp in my leg. You remember that?
Yes.
That was hilarious.
That was very random too.
Yeah, very
random. Just, we were just talking about whatever. And then like, I just see you looking down and I'm like, cramp. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? So we just like stopped the whole thing. Well, we stopped the whole thing, and then we had to go back like 2 minutes back, you know, because of something. Yeah.
And, you know, it never was a show without me losing my train of thought and just stop talking mid-sentence, be like, I have no idea where I was going.
It's all right.
And stuff like that. But
I know what you mean.
The impurities turned out perfect.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
And I enjoyed it. And it's hard to say goodbye, but it's a good goodbye. And I'll say this, and I've said enough because I feel like I've talked a lot.
Nah, you're good.
But, you know, just because we're leaving doesn't mean the episodes are going to go away. They're still there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, you know,
you can go back and watch. Well, not watch because it's not video, but you can.
Yeah.
You know, but
they can watch the little time bar go by.
Mm-hmm.
Second by second.
That'd be a long wait, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, that'd definitely be a long wait. But, you know, you can go back and listen to these episodes whenever you want. Obviously, in the future, I'll definitely be going back and listening to all these episodes again just to, you know, kind of reminisce, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I will be too. And, you know, sometimes go back and look at the titles of what the Devo was. You know, sometimes you might need to hear that again someday.
Yeah.
Or you might be in a different situation that week's Devo didn't really, you know, talk to you, but maybe in that situation in the future it might. So
right, absolutely.
I mean, just remember they're going to stay up there. I mean, the only people the only way they would get taken down is if Apple or somebody takes them down, you know.
Yeah.
And if they do that, then they're just being goobers anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but like, we're gonna leave them up there. Y'all go listen to them. They'll be there as long as we can help it, you know.
Yeah.
And so and it may help you someday, who knows. And you can go back and listen to all the crazy sports stuff that used to happen and maybe tie it back to what's going on in the time period in which you're listening to it then. But thank y'all for listening. Cody, you got anything else to say before we close out one last time?
I mean, you know, it's obviously pretty, you know, bittersweet.
Yeah.
And, you know, that this show is ending. But I'm definitely glad, obviously, the circumstances of which it ended. It wasn't anything bad or anything like that.
Right.
You know, I think it's good that we're, you know, choosing to end it instead of it being ended for us by circumstances. But most importantly, I just want to say thank you to you for being there with me through this whole process of doing this show, because this show would not be the same if it was just me talking for an hour, for sure. Because, you know, like, obviously, you know, that one episode was its own thing, but even then it was just weird just because, you know, it was just me. But, and obviously, you know, you felt the same way for a few episodes too. But, you know, but just, you know, thank you for being involved with this thing with me, man. I really enjoyed doing this with you. And I just, yeah, I mean, you know, it's been a lot of fun, man. I've really enjoyed it, for sure. And just thank you for taking the time to be involved with this, for sure.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, I know we've mentioned earlier, but, you know, I just want to say thank you to all the listeners that have, you know, listened to this podcast faithfully, or even if you just started listening to it recently. Just thank you for taking the time to listen to our crazy antics sometimes on this show. But just thank you for taking the time to have your day to listen to us. And thank you for all the memories that have been created because of this podcast, because obviously this podcast wouldn't have continued without someone listening to it. It'd been kind of awkward posting to someone, no one listening to it. But anyway, yeah, for sure. But anyway, just thank you so much for that. Thank you to everybody who's been a guest on the show, and just thank you for, you know, filling in some spots that need to be filled in, and just or just, you know, contributing to stuff, you know, that just made this podcast that much more fun. And just lastly, I know this sounds like I'm winning like an Oscar award or something, but anyway, yeah. But lastly, I just want
to
thank
you. Start playing the music in the background to get you to finish up like they do.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I know, for sure. But you know, but anyway, just lastly, I just want to thank God for allowing this podcast to exist, and I just hope that, you know, something that we've said during the course of this podcast has a big impact on you in a positive way. And just thank you for I just want to thank him for allowing us to have this opportunity. And I look forward to, seeing what both opportunities me and you have with our future time, with me in college and you and your job. And just thank you so much for that. And I guess with that being said, we'll end the episode here.
All right, man. Amen to that. And thank you for putting in the time that you did.
Oh, well, thank you, man.
Because I showed up and helped you talk for an hour and a half once a week. And You did the stuff in the background when you had plenty else to do, and you stayed. We both stayed committed, but your level of commitment far exceeded mine.
Oh, every I don't know about that, week. But thank you.
But I appreciate it. It was an honor to be on here with you. You had several other people I'm sure you could have asked, but I considered it an honor every single time to come over here out with you. So I appreciate it, man. But with that being said, have a great rest of your week. Have a great rest of your life. Bye.